And a good Saturday morning to you here. 104.9 WFIW and WFIWRadio.com. I'm Derek Dunn, and it is time for Sports Talk here on this Saturday, February the 16th, 2019. All right, we're going to be talking about local and national sports. We're also going to have an interview with head coach Scott McRavy of the Fairfield Mules. We'll also talk about the local sports scores, talk about the regional pairings for Class 1A and 2A for our area teams, and also take a look at national sports, especially the standings in the NHL as well as the NBA and even the Big Ten. So it's all coming up here on Sports Talk on this Saturday morning. I'm Derek Dunn, your host. Let's go ahead and take a look here at the local sports scores. As always, our website is WFIWRadio.com. Just click on the local sports page. Check it out there. High school boys basketball action last night. It was Fairfield over Carmine White County, 72-54. Jayzel O'Neill, starting point guard for the Mules. He had 20 points. Landon Zerlini had 15. Now, the Mules finished the regular season 29-2 overall. Now, if you recall Tuesday night when they defeated Flora, they actually broke the record for the number of wins in a regular season. That was at 28. Well, that record keeps on breaking every time the Mules keep on winning. So 29 is a new record, actually, as well. 10-0 in the Black Diamond Conference. In the JV game, it was Fairfield over Carmine White County, 48-23. Noah McRavy led the JV Mules with 17 points. Also, we'd like to note here, too, Edwards County versus El Dorado, Lions hosting the Eagles. That game was postponed to Saturday. We'll tell you more details on that. Other games in the area last night that were held, it was Cisney over Weber, 44-22. Casey Westfield, now they, too, like the Mules, they've been having a record, they've been having a historic season. 25th victory for the Warriors. They knocked off Effingham St. Anthony 61-43. And I'll tell you why there's a potential rematch with Fairfield and Casey Westfield coming up later on here on Sports Talk. It was Odin over Grayville 62-61 last night. Red Hill top 4F 57-42. It's Thompsonville over NCOE 54-34. Washington, Indiana defeated Mount Carmel 55-45 in Big 8 conference play. It was T-Town over Woodlawn 61-51. Altamont defeated WSS Windsor, Stewarts, and Strasburg 49-45. It was Breeze Central over Oakville 56-40. Also, Centralia Christ or Rock Lutheran over Sandoval 66-55. Nashville top DeCoin 69-38. It was Neoga over Newton 56-49. And Salem defeated Carlisle 66-46. Also, too, in the NBA last night, USA over World 161-144. This is the All-Star break here for the NBA this week. For USA, Team USA, Kyle Kuzma had 35 points, 6 rebounds, 2 assists. Ben Simmons for the World Team at 28 points, 5 rebounds, and 6 assists. NHL-wise, the Blues and Blackhawks had the night off last night, but a few games were played. It was New York Rangers over Buffalo 6-2. Also, it was Carolina over Edmonton 3-1. Also, New Jersey over Minnesota 5-4 in overtime, and also Boston over Anaheim 3-0. And taking a look here again, we'd like to mention NBA. They're in the All-Star break right now at this time. They will be for the next few days. You're listening to Sports Talk at 104.9 WFIW and WFIWRadio.com. Stay tuned. We'll listen to head coach Scott McRavy as the Mules were victorious over Carmine to wrap up the regular season of play. Also coming up, too, we'll talk about regionals, boys high school basketball action, 1A and 2A. I'll go over the schedules here with you for Fairfield, Wayne City, Cisney, and Edwards County. And also coming up, too, speaking of Edwards County, a couple of local girls, they've committed to play college volleyball. We'll talk more about that. One of them, in fact, was just updated, actually, was just released this morning, rather, just a few minutes ago. So we'll talk more about that, as well as the standings for the NHL, as well as the NBA, and even Big Ten basketball. It's all coming up here on Sports Talk, 104.9 WFIW and WFIWRadio.com. We'll resume following these words.
Citizens National Bank of Albion has become this area's most trusted banking partner, and for good reason. You work hard for your money, and we work hard to safeguard and keep your financial information secure. If receiving your tax return via direct deposit, please check your printed and online bank statements for accuracy. Do not give financial information over the phone. Contact your bank immediately if you suspect fraudulent activity.
Citizens National Bank of Albion, No Better Banking, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Something's in the air. Dust, spores, and a whole host of bad things you can breathe in.
Achoo!
Indoor air quality may be something you think very little of until it becomes something you can't ignore. Protect your health and home with Core Indoor Air Quality products. Our solutions are ideal for ventilating, purifying, and balancing humidity in your entire home. Visit CompleteHVAC.org for details and breathe easier. Core, the heart of a smarter home. Call Sam or Kara at Complete HVAC and Plumbing today at 445-3329.
Are you looking for a way to promote your business? Fairfield Printing and Graphics is the place for you. Customized shirts, hats, cups, signs, and banners. If you can dream it, they can print it. Fairfield Printing and Graphics is your one-stop spot for promotional printing. They have a graphic designer on staff that will work with you to get the look that you want. Visit Fairfield Printing and Graphics at 5 Williamson Drive or give Wayne a call at 618-842-4048.
At Napa Auto Parts in Fairfield, buy your windshield wiper blades and Napa will install them free. Napa has a bigger, whole new inventory of heavy-duty parts for semis and tank trucks. And they offer custom-made hydraulic hoses up to 2-inch 4-wire. You get over 100 years of experience from Brent, Jalen, Derek, Steve, and Nolan at Napa Auto Parts, 123 West Delaware in Fairfield.
Get the good stuff. Napa, get the good stuff.
You are listening to Sports Talk on 104.9 WFIW and WFIWradio.com. Derek Dunn with you here, hosting Sports Talk here on a Saturday morning. By the way, we'd like to mention as well that this episode of Sports Talk will be podcasted following the end of the show, and it'll be posted on our website, WFIWradio.com. Just click on About Us and then click on Sports Talk. You can also listen to past episodes as well. The Mules, they won last night over Carmi. The freshman game was canceled last night as they started early due to the weather. In the JV game, it was Fairfield over Carmi White County 48-23, and then Fairfield defeated Carmi White County in a varsity game 72-54. What a season it's been for the Fairfield Mules. State-ranked Fairfield, the 2A poll that was released back on Sunday earlier this week, the Mules were actually 10th-ranked in Class 2A. Mark Turner, he talked with Coach Scott McRavy following last night's win over Carmi and also the record-breaking season that they're having.
Welcome back to Carmi White County. The Coach Scott McRavy has joined us, and Coach, the Mules get an 18-point win over Carmi White County, but it wasn't easy.
No, I thought Carmi did a really good job. You know, they still had 20 turnovers, but we had them for 20, but I thought they handled our pressure better than what they did the first two games. I thought at times they, if you look at their shot chart, they had way too many makes inside 5 feet. You know, we've got to clean that up. Teams down the road with good big guys, you can't give up. You don't want to look at the shot chart and it just be littered with inside 5 feet right there. I thought we could have maybe competed a little better there, rotated a little better. Mahan did a good job. He just put his head down and was going. We probably could have taken a couple charges there. During the game, I don't think we had any, again. So, defense at time, it needs to get better. You know, we were kind of lacking here and there. I think they scored in the 30s and 20s in the first two games, and they have 54 here. So, not happy about that. I thought we scored pretty much when we needed to. It's hard beating a team three times. I mean, it doesn't matter who they are. And when you're up here and you're kind of complaining a little bit about 18-point loss, you know, a lot of people would like to be in your shoes, and I understand that. But the boys know now that, regional start on Monday. You know, we play Hemco and Harrisburg play that night, and we play the winner of that. So could be playing Harrisburg on their floor. You know, every team in the regionals we've beat, which has never been the case before, we're the favorites. So we've just got to bring it. We'll be ready to go.
Let's talk about the season as a whole. 28-2, what a special year, and you get the 10-0 record in the BDC to win the championship.
29-2 now.
29-2, yeah, that's right.
How about that? Yeah, and one of the, you know, I don't know if we really set a high win, you know, that win total there until later on in the season when we knew we could get it. We did set 10-0 as a goal, you know, conference champs, 10-0. These guys, you know, Edwards County had that first time a 10-point game, and then this one was the closest since. You know, I'm going to go in the conference meeting next Wednesday, and, you know, my guys score-wise aren't as high as some of these guys on the other teams, but, you know, and we're playing 8 or 9 guys every night, and so their numbers are going to dip. But you know what? I'd take a lot of these guys first over, you know, kids on other teams. No offense to them. You know, we've been in that situation before too. But I feel like we have a lot of all-conference kids here, no matter what their point-per-game average is.
Only 2 losses in there. What a special year. And, we'll, you know, let's just keep the train rolling. We move into regionals next week. And, you know, everybody starts 0-0 now. It's a whole new season.
Yeah, and one and done. I was looking at the 2A girls, the team that had been ranked most of the year, first place, Eureka. They got upset in the first round of the sectionals. I mean, they won a regional, but, you know, when you're in the top 5 in state all year, your aspirations are past regionals. So it can happen to anybody, you know, on any night. You know, we can't be looking ahead or anything like that. You know, like I said, we're in a 5-team regional at Harrisburg with teams that we've already beat by double digits, all of them. But we also know that they're going to pull out all the stops. You know, if it's Coach Smith-Peters or Coach Miller, who we play Tuesday, both good coaches, they're going to pull out whatever stop they can to try to beat us. You know, so we've just got to be prepared. And the kids will be. You know, we've got practice tomorrow at 10, and then we'll practice again on Monday. So we've got 2 more practices to watch film, you know, get ready for whoever it is.
All right. And what's the old adage in tournament play? Never look past the first game, right?
Absolutely. You know, we're worried about Tuesday night, and then hopefully we get a chance to play for a regional championship Friday night.
All right, Coach, again, congratulations on the 29 wins. Congratulations on the 10-0 record in the BDC. What other goals have you got left?
We'll keep those secret right now. You said one game at a time, so I'll let you know at the end of the year if we got there or not. But,
all right.
Yeah, these kids are great. You know, Coach Book and I, we'll get on to them here and there about, you know, maybe they didn't box out or this or that, but these kids are awesome kids, so hopefully, you know, Harrisburg's 55 minutes or whatnot, but they've got a huge gym, so we've got plenty of room for Mules fans next week down at Harrisburg.
All righty. Thank you, Coach. Appreciate it.
Thank you,
congratulations
guys
on the W here tonight.
All right. That was Mules head basketball coach Scott McRae. He was chatting with Mark about last night's win over Carmine White County and also the Harrisburg Regional. We'll go over the schedule for that regional. There's actually few regionals we're keeping an eye on here, so we'll talk more in depth about the Harrisburg Regional along with the Mount Carmel Regional in 2A. Over on the 1A side, the Wayne City Regional and the St. Elmo Regional. We'll tell you about those regionals, the schedules, teams that are in it, and as well as the sectionals, what those regionals feed into. So keep listening to Sports Talk here on 104.9 WFIW and WFIWRadio.com. I'm Derek Dunn, your host. We'll be right back following these messages.
Vaughn's Tire is introducing the next generation of touring tires, the all-new Yokohama Avid Ascend GT. Its asymmetrical tread design and all-new tri-blend compound technology deliver extraordinary handling and ride characteristics, including powerful braking on wet and snowy roads and a remarkably quiet ride. And with a 65,000-mile tread wear warranty and 30-day trial with satisfaction guaranteed by Yokohama, the Avid Ascend GT is your next tire. Vaughn's Tire is located south on Route 45 across from Casey's in Fairfield. Call 842-3500.
Don't wake up in the cold. Time now to get your propane tank filled. Call Wainwright Propane and Sporting Goods and get a service call today. A full tank means a warm home. Wainwright Propane and Sporting Goods. Call 842-3940 for quick and professional service. And don't forget, we're the place to shop and buy your weapons for hunting and personal protection. That's Wainwright Propane and Sporting Goods. 1423 West Main in Fairfield. 8 to 5 weekdays, Saturdays 8 to noon.
United Mutual Insurance Company and Grinnell Mutual celebrate area student athletes competing on the hardwood. They embrace the promise tomorrow holds, and we love cheering them to victory. We'll score a three-pointer for insurance protection and service every time. Trust in tomorrow. Contact United Mutual, your local Grinnell Mutual Insurance Company at 618-445-2306 today. Good luck to the Edwards County Fighting Lions. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
Going green has been such a trendy phrase recently, but are you wondering how it relates to your investments? Green, or ethical investing, is really popular, and Chelsea Root has a passion for learning about what is important to her clients. Chelsea would love to share with you the knowledge that she has gained regarding sustainable investing and help you invest in ways important to you. Please give Chelsea a call at 618-395-4311 to talk about going green. Trust Bank, growing prosperity together.
You are listening to Sports Talk on 104.9 WFIW and WFIWradio.com. Derek Dunn with you here on this Saturday morning, on this February 16th. And, okay, let's talk about here the schedule here for the Class 1A and 2A regionals in our area, and also those regionals that feed into the sectionals. Let's go ahead and talk about that. Let's start off, because we had Fairfield with Scott McElravy first. Let's go ahead and take a look here at the Harrisburg Regional. Here is the schedule for that. Monday, February the 18th at 7 p.m., 8-seed Harrisburg will take on 10-seed Hamilton County. Tuesday, February the 19th at 7 p.m., Fairfield, the 1-seed, they'll take on the winner of the Harrisburg and Hamilton County game. The next night on Wednesday, February the 20th at 7 p.m., El Dorado, the 4-seed, will take on Carmine White County, the 6-seed, at 7 o'clock. And then Friday, February the 22nd, whoever's the winner of the Fairfield game, along with the El Dorado and Carmine game, they'll face each other for the regional championship Friday, February 22nd at 7 p.m. at the Harrisburg Regional. Now, the winner of the Harrisburg Regional advances to the Vandalia Sectional. The Mount Carmel Regional, Monday, February the 18th at 7 p.m., 7-seed Edwards County will take on 9-seed Flora. Tuesday, February the 19th at 7 o'clock at night, 2-seed Mount Carmel. They are the highest seed in that regional. They're going to be taking on the winner of Game 1 between Edwards County and Flora. Wednesday, February 20th at 7 o'clock, Red Hill, the 3-seed, will take on Lawrenceville, the 5-seed. And then Friday, February 22nd, will be the regional championship game between the winner of the Mount Carmel game and the Red Hill and Lawrenceville game. Now, the winner of that regional advances to the Vandalia Sectional. Now, the Effingham St. Anthony Regional, that's another one we're keeping an eye on. Monday, February 18th, 7 p.m., 8-seed Robinson versus 10-seed Newton. Tuesday, February the 19th at 7 o'clock again, the 1-seed T-Town versus the winner Robinson and Newton. February the 20th on Wednesday, 4-seed Effingham St. Anthony versus 6-seed Cumberland. And then Friday, February 22nd at 7 p.m., regional championship game between the T-Town game, winner of the T-Town game versus St. Anthony and Cumberland. So that's scheduled for that. Shelbyville Regional, Monday, February the 18th. Two games, actually, for that one. 6 p.m., Vandalia, the 7-seed, will take on Payne, the 9-seed. At 7:30, 5-seed Marshall versus 11-seed Sullivan. Tuesday, February the 19th, 2-seed Casey Westfield. They are the top seed in that regional. They'll take on the winner of Vandalia and Payne. And then Wednesday, February 20th at 7 p.m., 3-seed Shelbyville versus the winner of the Marshall and Sullivan game. And then Friday, February 22nd, you have the winner of Game 3, which would be the Casey Westfield game, versus the winner of Game 4, which would be the Shelbyville game. That regional goes into the Vandalia Sectional. So you have the winners of the Harrisburg Regional, Shelbyville Regional, Effingham St. Anthony Regional, and Mount Carmel Regional, all going to the Vandalia Sectional. Here's the schedule for that. Tuesday, February 26th, the winner of the Harrisburg Regional versus the winner of the Shelbyville Regional. 7 p.m. again, Tuesday, February 26th. This is, I was talking about Casey Westfield earlier. This is where you have, there's the potential possibility that Fairfield could take on KZ Westfield again in a rematch. Because if you recall, KZ Westfield came to the Mule Barn back in December and handed the Mules only one of two losses, and that was in overtime. So a potential rematch with Fairfield and KZ Westfield, it's possible. It is. You look at Effingham St. Anthony regional winner versus Mount Carmel regional winner. Game two of that, 7 p.m. Wednesday, February 27th. And then Friday, March 1st at 7 p.m. be the winner between the Harrisburg and Shelbyville regional and also the Effingham St. Anthony regional versus Mount Carmel regional winner. Winner of the Vandalia sectional goes to the Carbondale Super Sectional. They'll take on the winner of the DuCoin sectional on Tuesday, March 5th. So, interesting stuff right there. Very interesting for that side of Class 2A. Let's talk about Class 1A. Start off with Wayne City. They're hosting their own regional. Starts Monday, February the 18th. Schedule a little bit different, actually, than the regionals I mentioned here. Monday, February 18th at 7 p.m., 8 seed Waltonville will take on 9 seed Norris City, NCOE, I should say. And then Tuesday, February the 19th, game two at 6 p.m., Thompsonville, the 3 seed versus Grayville, 13 seed. Then game three at 7:30, 7 seed Wayne City will square off against 10 seed Weber. And then Wednesday, February the 20th, Woodlawn, they are the 2 seed. They get pretty much the bye in that first round of games. They'll take on the winner of game one between Waltonville and NCOE. And then game five at 7:30, Wednesday, February the 20th, winner of game two, which would be Thompsonville and Grayville, will square off against the winner of game three, which would be either Wayne City or Weber. And then Friday, winner of game four, which would be the Woodlawn game versus the winner of game five. Again, Friday, February 22nd at 7 p.m. Other regionals. Now, the winner of the Wayne City regional will go to the Gallatin County sectional. Take a look at the other regionals. You got Cessna Valier, the regional over there. Christopher, the 6 seed. Ziegler Royalton, the 11 seed. Elverado, the 5 seed. Galatia, the 12 seed. Cessna Valier, the home team, they are the 1 seed. And also Steelville is in there as well. Don't forget about Steelville. They've played a tough schedule. That's a team worth keeping an eye on, even though they'll be given a 4 seed, but certainly a team that you want to keep an eye on over there at Cessna Valier. Also, the Harding County Regional, you get the 7 seed Pope County versus 9 seed Harding County, the host. Mounds Meridian, the 4 seed, take on Carrier Mills, the 12 seed, on Tuesday, February the 19th, along with the 5 seed Gallatin County and a 10 seed Joppa. But the top seed in the Harding County Regional, this is why this is so big, and a lot of people are not aware of this, but I want to bring it out to the forefront. Cobden is the number 1 seed in the Harding County Regional. Now, here's the thing, though. Here is the thing. Cobden is the 1 seed. They have not won a regional championship since 1964. Yeah, Cobden never won a regional championship since 1964. And if you've heard the story about the 1964 Cobden team, finished second in the state that year, lost to Pekin. So I'm just saying, this could be a big year for Cobden, and it could snap over, you know, over 50 years at least. So I'm telling you, that's a regional worth keeping an eye on, especially. It could be historic for Cobden. Gorville Regional, you have 8 seed Crab Orchard versus 11 seed Century Monday, February 18th. Looking at February 19th, Cairo, that's a good team as well. They played a tough schedule. Take on Shawnee, 6 seed Egyptian versus 13 seed Dongola. And then the 2 seed Gorville, the host, they'll be playing on Wednesday, February 20th. Now, taking a look here at the Altamont section, I mentioned Wayne City Regional, Cessna Valier, Harding County, and Gorville Regional winners. They'll funnel into that Gallatin County sectional. The winner of that Wayne City Regional will take on the winner of the Harding County Regional on Tuesday, February 26th at 7 p.m. And then February 27th, Cessna Valier versus Gorville at 7 o'clock. Then Friday, March 1st will be the sectional championship game. And the winner of that Gallatin County sectional will go to the Carbondale Super Sectional. Taking a look here at the St. Elmo Regional. Sisney is in it, actually. They'll begin play Monday, February 18th. They'll take on Hudsonville Palestine, Pal Hut, whichever way you prefer to call them. They're the 8th seed. Sisney is the 10th seed. Tuesday, February the 19th at 6 p.m., St. Elmo Brownstown will take on 14 seed Martinsville. 5 seed Dietrich will take on 12 seed Oblong. Wednesday, February the 20th, the 1 seed Altamont will take on the winner of Game 1, which will be Hutt Powell versus Sisney. And then Game 5 will be at 7:30 on Wednesday, February the 20th, the winner of Game 2 versus the winner of Game 3. And then the regional championship game will be Friday, February 22nd at 7 p.m., the winner of Game 4 versus the winner of Game 5. The Odin Regional, want to mention teams in that, their seedings. South Central was awarded the 7th seed. Centralia Christar Rock Lutheran, the 9th seed. They'll take on each other on Monday night. Mulberry Grove, the 3 seed, will take on Sandoval, the 13th seed. 6-seeded Odin will take on 11th seed Patoka. North Clay, they are the 2 seed. They're the highest seed right there, the Odin Regional. They'll begin play on Wednesday, February 20th at 6 p.m. against the winner of South Central and Centralia Christar Rock Lutheran. Regional championship game will be played Friday night. The Neoga Regional, 7th seed Arcola will take on 10th seed Chrisman. 5 seed Hume Shiloh will take on 11th seed Calden Herrick Beecher City. 2 seed Nokomis. Nokomis is a good team. They have played a tough schedule. Keep an eye on those Redskins and Coach Kimbrough because that is a good that's a good team right there. And their record against 1A schools this season is incredible. I think they've only had one loss against a 1A school, and they played a bunch of 2A and 3A schools. So that's a team worth keeping an eye on. They'll take on the winner of that Arcola and Chrisman game. 3 seed Neoga. They'll take on the winner of Hume Shiloh and Calden Herrick Beecher City, then the regional championship game Friday night. The Edinburgh Regional. There's another good team in that one as well, got to mention here. 8 seed Okaw Valley will take on 9 seed Ramsey Monday night. 4 seed Stewartson Strasburg, Windsor Stewartson Strasburg, that is. They'll take on the 13 seed host Edinburgh. Tri City, the 6th seed, versus Sangamon Valley, the 12th seed. Number 1 seed, Moequa Central A&M, the Raiders. They will play Wednesday, February 20th. Keep an eye on Central A&M. That is also a good team. In fact, last year, they went to the Super Section under Carbondale, lost to a good Goreville team. So keep an eye on Central A&M. They're looking to get back into, looking to have perhaps maybe make it all the way to the Super Sectional, perhaps even state. They've got a good team. And then the regional championship will be played on Friday. So the winners of the Edinburgh Regional, along with the Neoga Regional, the Odin Regional, and the St. Elmo Regional, they'll funnel into the Altamont Sectional. And the winner of the Altamont Sectional will go to the Carbondale Super Sectional. It is all of this, what I've told you, is on IHSA.org. Check it out, boys basketball. I clicked on the the scores, or their schedules and scores for 1A and 2A. The information is right there for you to view. All right, I know there's a lot going on here. Boys high school basketball action, 1A and 2A starts next week. Good luck to all of our area teams in the postseason. Keep on listening here to Sports Talk on 104.9 WFIW and WFIWradio.com. A couple of sports items to tell you about sports news out of Edwards County. Also coming up, we'll take a look here at the national standings for the NHL as well as the NBA and even the Big Ten. It's coming up here on Sports Talk, 104.9 WFIW and WFIWradio.com.
Hello, this is John Hosselton at Hosselton Meredith Funeral Home. Is pre-planning your funeral worthwhile? Research has shown that making funeral pre-arrangements is worthwhile. You make your wishes known in advance, so difficult decisions won't have to be made at the time of death. These decisions can all be made in a comfortable, relaxed atmosphere. Please call John or Julie at Hosselton Meredith Funeral Home for an appointment at 618-673-2131.
Research shows that on average, 50% of Americans carry cash while 77% carry a smartphone. Wouldn't you love to pay a friend with just a few clicks on your phone? Well, now you can. This is Jessica Sanders at the Fairfield Banking Company, and I'm excited to introduce Spin. Spin is a person-to-person payment option that allows you to send money instantly via our mobile app. Pay your beautician, your babysitter, anyone that has a debit card and smartphone. Give us a call or stop by any of our four branches for more details. The Fairfield Banking Company, where the hometown banks, member FDIC.
Others have come and gone in the past 70 years, but our dedication to superior service and free delivery has helped us thrive for four generations at Rush Appliance in Fairfield and Carmine. We deliver our quality products for free, and then if you ever call us for service, we're in your driveway almost before you hang up your phone. This is Sean Rush inviting you to manage your home the way you want, easier, faster, and smarter with Rush Appliance and Furniture Company in downtown Fairfield and Carmine.
Did you know that life insurance is more affordable than you think? A small step like packing your lunch for work 3 days a week could go towards the cost of a term life insurance policy from Country Financial. We want to help you turn I can't afford life insurance into I can start protecting my family today. Call me, Steve Thompson, to get started.
Life insurance policies issued by Country Life Insurance Company, Bloomington, Illinois. Cost per policy will vary.
You're listening to Sports Talk at 104.9 WFIW and WFIWRadio.com. Derek Dunn with you here on this Saturday morning. I want to go ahead and tell you, this is from the Edwards County Sports Boosters Facebook page. A couple of local girls have signed up to play college volleyball. Let's go ahead and talk about that here. First and foremost, let's do the most recent one. This was announced this morning, actually just right before 9 o'clock, Michaela Troyer signed to play volleyball with Frontier Community College. So congratulations to Michaela Troyer for playing for Frontier Community College. She has signed. Also, this was announced yesterday as well. Shayla Potts, she's also signed to play with Frontier Community College for volleyball. So both, again, Michaela Troyer and Shayla Potts, congratulations to those girls. They have signed to play volleyball with head coach Marjorie Jordan and assistant coach Nixon Nikovsky. So congratulations to both girls right there. Again, that's from the Edwards County Sports Boosters Facebook page. Those folks over there do an outstanding job of keeping up to date with the sports events, the signing days, and of course we talked about last week with Cade Rivers of Edwards County signing with McKendry to play football, and Justin Wallace signing to play over there at Western Illinois, the Leathernecks. So again, check them out on Facebook, Edwards County Sports Boosters. Let's go ahead here and take a look here. I want to mention the NBA standings as well as the NHL and the Big Ten. Let's go ahead and start off with the Big Ten standings. Right now at this time, 11th ranked Michigan State. They continue to lead the conference by 11-3 overall. They're tied with Michigan, the 6th seed, 11-3. Purdue, the 12th seed, 10-3. Maryland Terrapins, 10-4. Wisconsin, 9-5 overall in the conference. Iowa Hawkeyes, 8-5 in conference play. The hottest team right now, winners of four straight, Illinois Fighting Illini. They are 6-8 overall right there. Indiana, 4-9 overall in Big Ten play. Now, overall record-wise, Spartans are 20-5. Wolverines are 22-3. Boilermakers are 17-7. Maryland, 19-6. Wisconsin, 17-8. And Iowa, 19-5. Those are the ranked teams. Ohio State, who the Illini just beat, they fell to 16-8 overall. Minnesota be next in line, 16-9 overall with a 6-8 conference record. So Illinois tied up there with Minnesota. The Illini, they got Wisconsin. Wisconsin have actually lost two straight. So see if Illinois can get that fifth win and keep it going here. Take a look here at the NBA standings. I know it's the All-Star weekend, but since we're at the All-Star break, I want to go ahead and mention the standings here in the Eastern Conference. Milwaukee Bucks, they have a lead over Toronto Raptors by one game. Indiana Pacers still in third, 5.5 games back behind Milwaukee. Fourth, the Boston Celtics, tied up with the Philadelphia 76ers, 6.5 games back. Drops off sharply after that. The Brooklyn Nets, 14 games back behind Milwaukee, followed by Charlotte Hornets in seventh. And then the Detroit Pistons are eighth. Taking a look at the Western Conference, much tighter race, actually. Golden State, they have a two-game lead over the Denver Nuggets. Oklahoma City Thunder, third in the standings, four games back behind the Warriors. Portland Trailblazers, seven games back behind the Warriors, followed by the Houston Rockets, eight games back. Tie in sixth, Utah Jazz and San Antonio. They're 9 games back. And then the LA Clippers round out the top 8 right there, coming in 8th with 10 games. Followed by the Sacramento Kings. They're not too far behind, actually. They're 9th. And the Los Angeles Lakers, they're 10 games back behind Golden State right there in 10th. Taking a look here at the NHL standings, let's go ahead and talk about this here. The Western Conference in the Central, Winnipeg, 75 points, a lead, just by 2 points over Nashville. How about them St. Louis Blues? My goodness, the Blues, they've won 8 straight, and they're actually tied in 3rd in the Central Division of the Western Conference. They're tied with the Dallas Stars at 63 points, followed by the Minnesota Wild with 60 points, and then rounds out with Colorado and Chicago with 57 points. But yeah, St. Louis Blues, they are the hottest team right now in the NHL, winners of 8 straight. How about that? Take a look at the Pacific Division. Calgary and San Jose, they're tied at 75 each, and then followed by Vegas with 66 points. Eastern Conference and Atlantic Division, Tampa Bay, 90 points. That's the highest number of points out of any team in the NHL. Toronto, 75 points behind them, followed by Boston at 74. Metropolitan Division, New York, 74 points leading that way. But Washington right there on their heels, about 71. And then tied up in 3rd, Columbus and Pittsburgh, 67 points each. The wild card standings, let's talk about that too, because I know there's a lot of Blues fans around there keeping an eye on that. Well, because the Blues are in 3rd in the Central, they're no longer in the wild card. Right now, the wild card, Dallas Stars in the Western Conference, along with Minnesota Wild, those are the two top spots for that wild card. But I mentioned Minnesota Wild, second team in the wild card, the Vancouver Canucks, just a point right behind them. Taking a look at the Eastern Conference in the wild card race, Montreal and Pittsburgh right there, the 1 and 2 spots. But Carolina, just a point right behind Pittsburgh. So those are your standings for Big Ten play, Big Ten basketball, as well as the NBA and the NHL. So coming up, we'll talk more here. We'll talk about the local sports schedule. We've got a broadcast coming up on our sister station. We'll tell you more information about that and some other games that are going to be happening here. So keep on listening to Sports Talk on 104.9 WFIW and WFIWradio.com. We're right back following these messages.
418 years ago, the first Dodge truck debuted, and since February hath been proclaimed Ram Truck Month, and Le Mans is offering a truckload of savings. New 19 Ram 1500, save up to $11,000 with competitive truck owners saving an additional $1,000. Remaining new Ram heavy-duty trucks, discounted up to $11,000 as well, with commercial customers saving even more. Just like old George and the cherry tree, Le Mans is chopping down prices. Le Mans prices always include destination, and everyone qualifies. Make your Washingtons, Lincolns, and even Franklins go farther. Le Mans Chrysler, 412 East Main, Fairfield, and LeMansOnline.com.
Small business is the backbone of our communities. It's a good feeling to know that one loan to a business benefits everyone in the community, not just that business. Hi, this is Matt Moore, commercial banker of People's National Bank in Fairfield. We pride ourselves on providing quality products and services to meet the banking needs for the people that work and live right here. Since 1909, our focus continues on you, our customers. People's National Bank, it's our people that make a difference since 1909. Member FDIC.
Visit your local Napa Auto Parts store in Wayne City for all your auto part needs. Napa stocks tools and equipment for heavy-duty trucks, marine, and all your farming equipment needs. Napa's annual winter clearance event is going on now. Save up to 75% off. Stop in Monday through Friday, 7:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. and Saturday from 7:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. at 210 West Robinson Street in Wayne City, or call 895-2108.
Napa, get the good stuff.
Take your pharmacist home at Shoe Creek Pharmacy. Introducing Dispel at Shoe Creek Pharmacy. Dispel is a safe and innovative multi-dose packaging system that makes it easy to take your medication. Each blister pack has 28 individual blisters that contain your prescribed medication for specific time and date. Detachable, portable, and color-coded. So say goodbye to traditional pill boxes and say hello to Dispel at your Health Mart Pharmacy, Shoe Creek Pharmacy, Wayne City.
Let's go ahead here, and before I mention the local sports schedule, we'd like to remind you our website is WFIWradio.com. Just click on local sports right there, and we'd like to mention before I mention the schedule here that the 2018-2019 Black Diamond Conference. All conference teams have been announced. Malia Schmidler of Edwards County, she was named MVP. Mackenzie Conrad of Fairfield and Anna Miller of Hamilton County were named co-captains. The rest of the team includes Rachel Jennings of Fairfield, Maddie Howard of Edwards County, Kaylee Dodson and Grace Lukey of Hamilton County, Julia Smith of Carmi, White County, and Lily Mosby and Alexi Mitchell of El Dorado. So congratulations to those that were selected to the BDC All-Conference Team in Girls High School Hoops. Also, Kylie Stewart of Fairfield knocked down 10 three-pointers Thursday at the Tuscola 2A Sectional. She'll advance to the state competition in a three-point showdown. She will shoot the threes next Thursday at Redbird Arena in Bloomington Normal. So congratulations to Kylie Stewart of Fairfield Community High School. Taking a look here at the sports here for today, we do have a broadcast. This game was supposed to be played last night, but it got postponed to today. Edwards County will host El Dorado, the Lions versus the Eagles. Start at 1 o'clock. You can hear that game on WOKZ 105.9 and online at NetworkOneSports.com beginning about 10 minutes prior to tip-off. JV game will start at 1 o'clock, followed by the varsity game at 2:30. Wayne City will be at Waltonville. That game was supposed to be played last night as well, but the Indians will take on the Spartans, and time for that would be 6:15 JV with varsity to follow. College baseball action. Frontier Community College, they have started their season. They're way down south. They're over at Southwest Mississippi Community College, a doubleheader to be playing that. Also, college softball, all FCC games in Mississippi this weekend have been canceled. I mentioned the NBA. They're having their All-Star weekend this weekend, so no games there. We'd like to mention the NHL. Talked about the Blues, winners of eight straight. They're going to be taking on Colorado on the road. Chicago is going to be taking on Columbus. So that's a look at the local sports schedule. Stay tuned. We'll wrap up sports talk here following these words on WFIW 104.9 and WFIWRadio.com.
At F&B, we're always keeping your best interest in mind, and now we're offering Ever Alert, a notification system that keeps you updated on recent debit card transactions. Sign up for notifications at any F&B location to receive a text or email within minutes of your debit card transactions. And the service is free to all F&B debit card holders. Have questions or want to sign up? Give us a call at 842-2107. F&B, member FDIC. Wireless carrier text message rates or charges may apply.
Fairfield Memorial Hospital Urgent Care now provides convenient treatment for minor illnesses and conditions on a walk-in basis 7 days a week in the Medical Arts Complex, Suite E. This is Physician Assistant James Hopper, and on behalf of the Urgent Care team, we are here for you when your family needs urgent medical attention. Urgent Care will allow you a more affordable and efficient alternative to an emergency room visit. We are open Monday through Friday, 8 until 8, and Saturday and Sunday, 8 until 5, in the Fairfield Memorial Hospital Medical Arts Complex, Suite E.
You're listening to Sports Talk at 104.9 WFIW and WFIWRadio.com. Derek Dome with you here on a Saturday morning. We'd like to mention our sponsors here for Sports Talk every Saturday. And we'd like to thank these sponsors for sponsoring the show, but also, too, for sponsoring our local sports coverage as well. Citizens National Bank, Complete Heating and Air, Fairfield Banking Company, Fairfield Memorial Hospital, Fairfield Printing and Graphics, Farmers Packing, FNB, Fairfield National Bank, LeMond Chevrolet Chrysler, Napa, Fairfield People's National Bank, Rush Appliance and Furniture, United Mutual Insurance of Albion, Vaughn Tire, Wainwright Propane, Trust Bank, also to Meredith Funeral Home, Shoe Creek Pharmacy, Napa, Wayne City, and Steve Thompson, your country financial representative. Without these sponsors, we would not be able to broadcast games and have sports talk here for you. So if you have the opportunity, give them a call or swing by, tell them how much you appreciate them sponsoring Sports Talk as well as our local sports coverage. We'd like to mention every episode of Sports Talk is podcasted and will be available on the website for you to listen to in case you happen to miss it or you want to play it back on WFIW 104.9 and online at WFIWRadio.com. I know there's a lot going on with the boys' high school regionals next week here in 1A and 2A. Good luck to all of our area teams as they begin their postseason play in that. And it's also available if you want to check out the regional pairings, like I read off to you earlier, as well as the sectional and even all the way to state. The Road to Peoria, you can check it out on IHSA.org. Again, that's IHSA.org. For Sports Talk, I'm Derek Dunn. Have a wonderful weekend. Please be safe out there. And greatly appreciate you guys tuning in. Hope you enjoyed Sports Talk as much as I have bringing it to you. That wraps up this episode of Sports Talk. Have a good day, everyone.
Thanks for listening. Sports Talk can be heard each Saturday morning at 9 here on WFIW 104.9 and WFIWradio.com. Sports Talk is a production of WFIW 104.9 and WFIWradio.com Sports.